Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome. You are listening to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. I'm Kerry Lutz, and hey, the breaches have just been coming one after the other like thunderstorms on a summer's afternoon. It's pretty amazing. Just when you think you've heard the breach to end all breaches, another one comes along. Just the other day, 4 million federal employees' identities got clipped in one hit of the Federal Personnel Management Office. We've got Nick Paris, information technology expert, economic empowering strategist, president of Alpha Computing Solutions. Nick, thanks for being with us today.
Kerry, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
So these things seem to be happening at a more and more rapid rate. It doesn't look like there's anything that can be done to stop it.
Well, Kerry, to be honest with you, it's a matter of the people on the other end, and let's be clear, they are criminals. They have gotten to a point where they're very well organized and very well funded. It no longer is a matter of, I was talking to a colleague the other day of like, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where he's hacking in trying to change his grades. I mean, we're talking about big business here, and it's very lucrative for the criminals on the other side. So when you hold that up, we need to have something on our side to kind of counteract that.
Yeah. Obviously, it's organized crime happening in Russia. And they're not just, to be clear, victimizing American businesses and consumers. This is a worldwide phenomena, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It absolutely is. And it's something that really needs to be dealt with. And I think not only from a consumer and commercial and business perspective, but I also believe that the government's got to step in and they've got to apply some pressure to, other nations across the globe and say, listen, enough is enough. We're not doing this to you in reverse. Stop it. We need you to cease and desist.
Yeah, this should be a trade issue, too, when they get together on bilateral trade negotiations, that any country that is protecting these people or not vigorously prosecuting them should really be sanctioned on this type of thing. Don't you agree?
I think that certainly is something to be looked at, and the degree and the strength of the sanctions certainly needs to be looked at. But it should be part of the conversation. It certainly ought to be, like I said, we're not doing this to you, so there's no reason for people in your country to be doing this to us. Try to find them, try to stop them, because again, there's jurisdictional issues. We just can't go flying over there and start investigating. I mean, we leave it up to the local government to take care of that.
Yeah, and. Like you say, prosecuting these people, very, very difficult, challenging, and it really tests the limits of law enforcement when it happens across borders and it's so simple to do. Then our FBI or our CIA, if they get involved when it's national security, they need the cooperation of other countries' intelligence departments, agencies, and their national police to act jointly to pursue these criminals.
Correct. And Kerry, to be honest with you, it's even hard enough here locally. I mean, here in the States, I mean, it's not a matter of, sometimes the TV shows and the movies make it seem really simple to go finding somebody. But the long and the short of it is it's not that easy. And if you compound the problem by now all of a sudden you're trying to prosecute and find somebody outside of our borders, it makes it just that much more difficult.
So like anything, though, it's a case of an ounce of prevention, Nick, is worth a pound of cure, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's things on both the consumer side and the business side that can be done, to sort of help stem this tide. Quite frankly, I believe that at some point it will turn. These attacks will slow down. A technology on our side will get better. I think we'll get to a point where, we don't have to worry about these attacks being constant and all the time and as severe as they are. But unfortunately, right now, we just have to sort of ride it out and get to a point where we come out on the other side. But certainly, I think being responsible, especially if you're on the consumer side, if you're at home, watch what you do. Be careful of the emails that you open. And that's the other side. You know, the emails nowadays that are trying to get your information are more sophisticated. It's not just a matter of, I mean, they used to be pretty obvious, you know, I mean, it was a mail enhancement or this, that, and the other. And you knew that, well, you know, that's not coming for me. That's not an email I need to open. But now the hackers are getting more sophisticated and sending emails from people that it looks like you might be normally getting an email from. And you think, well, this is a valid email, and you open it, and the next thing you know, you've got a problem. So it's a difficult war out there.
Yeah, well, I got one today. I just want to, as far as prevention for the consumer, one thing, you know, our sponsor is keepmyid.org. Only service of its type that actually automatically does a freeze or unfreeze of your credit reports. So nobody is opening a credit card account in your name without you getting notified immediately, unlike all the monitoring services out there. So keepmyid.org, always remember that name. That's the best prevention you can get on the consumer theft side. But I got one today. Somebody sent a resume to me. Totally innocent looking email, till I looked at the attachment a little bit closer, and it was a weird looking attachment. Look, I use a Mac, so less susceptible in certain respects than a PC, but not in others. You know, so many people, so many of you out there believe, oh, I use a Mac, I'm invincible, but you're not.
I'll never get a virus. Yeah, right. I hear that a lot.
Yeah, sure thing. But I looked at that thing and I said, no, I don't know who that person is. I don't like it. I'm not opening this thing. And, you know, I didn't, because when the thing comes in through your email program, doesn't always get hit by the virus protection or the scanner, does it?
No, it doesn't. And the reason is the way the current antivirus technology exists, it's a very reactive system. So basically, somebody's got to get hit first, alert the antivirus software people that they've been hit, and then they start working on a fix against that. So, you know, it could be a while before that first hit and the time that there's a turnaround in fixing a particular solution. So, no, it's not a perfect system.
Yeah. So, and if you're the first one, or if you're the first few hundred before the threat gets identified, you kind of fall into the category of too bad, right?
Right. Exactly. And then comes the, okay, how do I react to having had this problem occur? And so that's where, you know, back to that ounce of prevention, you know, it really is that we are wholehearted believers here at Alpha Computing Solutions that you really need to have everything backed up and have it backed up at intervals so that you can go back to a specific point in time, not just your last backup, because it may have been 2 or 3 days since you've been hacked and everything since that point is compromised. So you need to be able to go to a backup prior to having gotten hacked and be able to kind of restore from that perspective.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. That definitely is important, and multiple backups too, like cloud backup and as well as a hard drive remote backup, backing up everything that's on your computer in increments as well, right?
Right. That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Because again, you know, if you get hit, the first thing you're going to want to do is disconnect from the internet, because it's not really a matter of, you know, kind of like Mission Impossible where somebody's breaking into something and they've got a thumb drive and they're stealing your information. That's not the way it happens. 99% of the time, it's a matter of you got hacked and that happened across the internet. Well, the two first things that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to disconnect from the internet just to make sure that that is no longer happening. And then we recommend that you immediately contact your local law enforcement because it's entirely possible that they may have already been investigating other hacks, other break-ins. And they might, you know, be able to take your information of what's happened to you and sort of fit that last piece of the puzzle in there and hopefully catch whoever's doing it. So it's not a matter of you need to start, you know, trying to fix everything yourself and go from there. I think the best thing to do is get them involved. And you want to leave your computer in what I call almost as pristine a state as possible. You want to leave it to where it is so that they can come back and forensically take an absolute snapshot of it, because they'll be able to do diagnostics and so on and so forth. forth. And then from once they've done that, you can then go back and start restoring and all that.
I see. Hey, what about the prospects there? Local law enforcement, how up to date is local law enforcement at this point in time? Are they really, do they all have computer forensic labs now?
Not every computer department has a computer forensic department, but they're getting better. Things are moving in the right direction as far as that's concerned. But again, to be perfectly honest with you, it's a matter of economics. It's a matter of there's so much more money being poured into the criminal aspect of it rather than the law enforcement and prevention side of it. And so when you look at that and you say, well, if they're spending $1 million to try to hack into, businesses on our side, we don't have that corresponding $1 million on our side trying to prevent that. And so I believe we're playing catch up. And until there's a serious discussion about, okay, what are we going to do to keep this from happening? I think we're still going to be in this boat.
And we're always behind the eight ball, aren't we?
Right.
You're always playing reaction because you don't know until it happens what they've thought of next. And therefore it's always catch up. And really they can be any place on the planet doing this. And there's places like Brazil and Spain for their native. In Brazil, they don't have an extradition treaty with the U.S. So what are you going to do there?
Right. Really? And the reality is, again, that, let's say that the total economic impact of the hacks that have occurred in Brazil, let's say they were $500,000. It's probably not worth trying to go after Brazil and do some of the things that we've been talking about, because the economic impact just isn't enough, which is unfortunate, because for those people that are part of that $500,000 impact, that could be their entire world. I mean, it could absolutely close a business, and it's the worst thing in the world to them. But in kind of the grand scheme of things, the unfortunate part is sometimes it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, really unfortunate and sad. And obviously, Nick, people are going to want to find out more about you, and they're going to be real interested in how to protect themselves from these hacks. Best way to contact you?
Go to our website. We've got a free consultation sort of thing. You can fill in your information. They'll send an email to us, and then we can reach back to you and kind of go from there. It's alphacomputing.com.
Alphacomputing.com. As always, you'll find a link in the show notes to this interview. And hey, check out keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2. You get the lowest possible price. And hey, you can't take this stuff too seriously, because it's a global threat. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. You are susceptible. Nick, thanks so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Kerry, thank you for having me on as well. Take care.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.